Turning to sports on KNKX, the University of Washington and Washington State football teams have one more weekend before they face each other in the annual Apple Cup game. This year, it's being held at Husky Stadium in Seattle on Friday, November 29th at 1 p.m. As KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel tells us, what a difference a year makes. Art, there's nothing really at stake in this year's Apple Cup.
I know. It's a big disappointment, I think, from a year ago when both teams had double-digit wins and there was national stake and, you know, the Pac-12 potential championship and all. None of that's at stake now. If the Huskies win against Colorado when they play in Boulder Saturday, they'll be 7-4. And if the Cougars win at home against Oregon State, they'll be 6-5. That, to me, is sort of the acme of mediocrity, and so there's no stakes, there's no Pac-12 championship, no North Division. It's just going to be the Apple Cup.
Well, we had some signs earlier in the season that both teams weren't really going to be doing all that well this season.
Yeah, I think even though the preseason speculation was that I think each team could, you know, win 8, 9, 10 games, in fact, they each had a big setback in September that sort of foretold what was happening. The Huskies' second game of the season was a conference game against Cal, started at 8 o'clock, and it was delayed by 2.5 hours by a lightning storm that, you know, potentially threatened to injure fans. So they were off the field for a long time, came back to it. Most of the house had gone home,
right,
and the Huskies lost 20-19 to Cal. And that, I think, lingered long in the Huskies' psychology. It was just a bad loss that early. 2 weeks later, the Cougars had a disaster of their own. They were ahead by 32 points over UCLA and lost.
Yeah.
They wound up losing 67-63, one of the great debacle losses of the Mike Leach tenure in Pullman. And they wound up having a three-game losing streak off of that. And again, damage was done. And I think the Cougars are finally recovering. They looked pretty good last week against Stanford, winning 49-22, but that was a serious blow to the Cougars.
So we've got the Apple Cup here with nothing really of note to discuss except the rivalry that's always there every year. But there is some good news for fans of the Pac-12 in general.
Yeah, there are at least two teams that are reputable. Utah and Oregon are going to meet for the championship, the aspiration for Pac-12 fans is that one of them will be selected to represent the conference in the college football playoff, the four-team affair that they have been absent from for a few years. And the problem with that is the Pac-12 gets labeled as a backwater conference among the Power Five, and that sort of damages recruiting. Chris Peterson, the Husky coach, mentioned that this week, that even he, as a guy who doesn't look at those things, said, yeah, it's probably pretty good that there's a profile for the conference in the Final Four. So that could happen. It's a vote that's a ways away, but it isn't going to involve the Huskies and the Cougars.
Well, back to the Apple Cup for just a moment. Who do you think is going to prevail?
Well, the Huskies have won 6 in a row over the Cougars, and it's been very disappointing for Cougar fans. And I don't see anything changing, primarily because Mike Leach's offensive system, the air raid, is good until it isn't. And he has no adjustment if defenses like Washington's manage to stifle the attack. So I don't see anything changing this year. I'm looking at Huskies 28, Cougars 17, unless a miracle happens and another thunderstorm shows up and disrupts everything.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.